Welcome to the XYZ experiment. And Fiona and I in the studio, Gen X, Gen Y. And I wanted to chat and find out about your glimmers.
What is a glimmer?
So maybe this is a Gen Y, Gen Z thing.
You've
never heard of them?
No.
Okay. So a lot of people talk about triggers. You know, triggers often will send you into a spiral or have a negative impact.
Okay.
Whereas in a glimmer is gives you a positive, like, impact, and they're like little micro moments of joy and hope and can create safety and positivity. And so, yeah, they're opposite ends of the spectrum and sometimes used in mental health to kind of say, hey, I know it might be good for you to know what your triggers are, but also identify what your glimmers are.
It's like a glimmer of hope or something like that. I've never heard that term. I mean, I've heard like glimmer of hope and then glimmer in their eye, but I've never actually heard of it called a glimmer. I love that.
Yeah, it's been talked about quite a lot. And so, you know, we've been using it in our work to kind of say this could be negatively framed, but what would be the glimmer framing?
Wow.
Yeah.
See, I haven't even heard it in a context yet. So I really like, I'm learning something new today.
So I don't know if it's helpful. Do you want me to start?
Yeah, please.
Totally also happy to share these on the podcast social medias if people want to. But one of my biggest glimmers is when I see a full rainbow, when I can see the start and the finish of a rainbow from my window. So I love it when I wake up in the morning. And it is a micro dose of joy because they're gone so fast. And so I rush out and I try and take photos of that.
Yes.
And the second glimmer that I often, that I'll share at the moment is seeing hot air balloons.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like I just find them beautiful and majestic and I love watching them in the sky. But I would never go on a hot air balloon. Because that would be a trigger of my fear of heights. And I read a news story where they crashed into electrical wires and they all died. So that would be a trigger being in one, but a glimmer is watching them.
Because they're both something of beauty, aren't they? And it's interesting that they're both in the sky. Yeah, they're both in the sky and they're colourful. Both things are colourful.
Yeah.
When you see a rainbow, what do you think about?
Well, you know, I think growing up with Christian beliefs, you know, rainbows are often like a sign of hope and that God is with you and, you know, that kind of stuff. But for me, I just find them incredibly stunning. Like it is probably the colour.
Yeah.
And I just love watching what they do to the sky.
Yeah.
And particularly if it's been a dreary day or whatnot, then you have this beautiful rainbow that can kind of come out and it might be fleeting and suddenly it's dreary again, but it's just given you this beautiful colour spectrum across the sky.
And also the balloons, is that freedom? What is that?
I think for me the balloons are, oh wow, there's brave people up there, but also it is probably seeing colour in the sky.
Yeah.
You know, some of the balloons that I see from my balcony have got some beautiful designs them.
Yeah.
And I just love it when I capture the moments when the flame is coming through.
Yes.
And often I'm alerted to them. And I mean, Pete Uncle is a glimmer for me. Like that goes without a given. But she can hear them sometimes. And she'll hear them before I've looked out of the window and she'll like be barking. And I'm like, what are you barking at? And then you go out and you open the curtains and there's all these hot air balloons in the sky.
You can sometimes hear them talking.
Yeah.
Like when I came to Melbourne the first, when I first moved here, I was in an apartment building in East Melbourne and I was quite high up and sometimes they'd come past and I could actually hear them talking on the balloons, which blew my mind. But I got to say, when I look up and I see, oh my God, when I look up and I see the balloons, I love it too.
Yeah.
Like I just love it, but I never want to go on one.
No. Well, no. See, there you go.
Yeah.
Glimmer from a distance.
Yeah. No, I love it and I appreciate it, but I never want to go on one.
So what would be some of your glimmers?
My glimmers are human nature. So I'll give you an example. Yesterday I'm in the park with Flagstaff with my dog.
Yeah.
And walking along and it's a beautiful day yesterday and they were doing all of the lawn mowing in the park yesterday. So there was heaps of people there. on ride-on lawnmowers. And there was two guys that had blowers, the leaf blowers.
Yeah.
And what they were doing is they were blowing sort of all the clippings so the other machine can come by and sort of suck it all up, you know. So I see them and my first thought is, oh, I won't walk that way because my dog will be triggered by the sound of these things. There's two guys on either side. But then I'm sort of stopped and looking at them, and one guy turns to the other because the other guy sort of turned his machine off and he's sort of wandering around, and they'd be in their 20s, and he just lifts his leaf blower up and blows him and his hat comes off and his glasses come off, and then they both just burst out laughing.
Wow.
And then they saw me and I started laughing, right? And it's just in those moments when you just see something that's just so joyous in the moment.
Yeah.
It made me feel so good for the rest of the walk, you know. It just made me, it's like this, I don't know, all our eyes met, we all just started to laugh. And I love that. I love that when you have that, in that unexpected moment, a moment together, if that makes sense.
So a moment of connection, but it also sounded like the glimmer came from the silliness of that.
It was just the humanness of it. It was just so funny and so Aussie, you know, and so funny to see.
But I do love watching people being silly. Like I do think, you know, like letting loose and not caring or playing jokes on each other and,
So I love that. And the other thing, you know, that immediately came to my mind when you just explained to me what a glimmer was is if I go to a performance of something, so I go to whether it's ballet, it's always live, or a play or a concert, and to see people up on a stage doing that, it's always extraordinary to me.
Like,
always. And people pushing themselves to their limits. And I find it so inspiring. Like, honestly, every time I come away and, like, I'll go, oh, that was great. But actually in my head, and I probably never vocalised this before, I'm just thinking to myself, it's almost like that's inspiring me. I've got to do better. Like, there's things I could be doing better.
Oh.
You know, like, I find it real, in a good way, not a trigger, a bad trigger, as in, like, that's really inspired me to follow that passion or to do something like this, or not going to be a ballet dancer or a singer or something like that, but I just find it really motivational, like, really, really motivational. And it's not a movie. It's always something live that I see, and I almost get that every single time. I always just think, how extraordinary. My husband always laughs because I'll go home and, you know, like I've been to a concert or something like that, and I'll say to my husband, oh, it's just incredible seeing somebody up there doing that, blah, blah, blah. But he'll always say to me, like, well, you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. So it's probably a trigger for him. But for me, I'm not thinking that. I'm just thinking that's incredible, you know.
So you're in the moment, like enjoying that performance
instead
of being like, oh, my God, they – I mean, I guess it's inspiring because they've worked super hard, but your husband's thinking they probably have sore legs and are jumping around the stage. And
And I think he wants to remind me that nobody's perfect. That might look effortless, or it might look like they don't have a care in the world, but they're human, and he wants me to remember both sides of the coin, I think, you know.
The glimmer and the trigger.
Yeah, the glimmer and the trigger with it.
Yeah.
But that's probably where my glimmers come from, is that sort of stuff. I do think nature has a lot to do with glimmer as well.
Yeah.
And often we forget it's healing. Like, we forget the importance of that.
Yeah.
Because even just talking about the walk with my dog, I don't pull out my phone during those walks. So it's just me and the dog, and at the botanic gardens here, I've done their walks, their forest walks that they do, and they teach you to appreciate nature like the Japanese way.
Yeah.
And it's about not only looking but listening and smelling. And so every time I go for a walk now in that sort of setting, like with the dog, my idea is to enjoy how much my dog is enjoying it. Like,
yeah.
I really love seeing her enjoying the park. And then just I always have a look, like, because when I stepped onto the park yesterday, I knew immediately they were freshly lawn mowing it because I could smell it and I could see it and I could, you know. So then I looked up to see where the lawn mowers were because I didn't want the dog to get triggered, you know. But like having those senses, if that makes sense,
yeah.
You know? And just like we have to walk along the streets a lot because we live in the CBD, but just getting the dog to the park and it's as much for the dog as it is for me as well. Just nature, just. And I was thinking, oh, it's so lovely. The sun's out and it was blowing a bit, but that was okay.
Yeah.
That was part of it. And yeah.
It's so interesting you bring that up because I love the botanical gardens.
Yeah.
And that's like one of the areas we walk regularly. The other weekend, Scott and I went into the botanical gardens and we saw a kookaburra.
Oh, I love kookaburras. Yeah.
And I was like, this is incredible.
Yeah.
Like, we saw a kookaburra. And then the cockatoos are out in full force at the moment mm-hmm. and they are shrieking at each other. And one of the things that gives me a glimmer is that trying to think about what they're saying to each other.
Get away from my eggs.
Yeah, or like, that's my tree. What are you doing in my tree? Fine, we'll swap trees then. I'll go in this tree, you come in my tree. And we just have like these like ridiculous imaginary conversations that the cockatoos are having.
They are loud.
They are so loud though. Oh my gosh, they are so loud. But they're very funny, like the way they behave. And I'm sure a bird expert would probably tell us a bit more about what was going
about
on.
What they're saying and all that. Because it is swooping season at the moment.
Oh, okay. That is a trigger for me.
Yeah.
Like I am so scared of birds swooping me.
Oh, really?
And we've been swooped by many birds. Pete Uncle and I, they don't seem to be scared of her. They'll yeah. like actually swoop her and they'll swoop me. And then we go running. And Scott said that's the worst thing that you can do. You're meant to look them in the eye. And I'm like, I don't want to look
as
a bird.
As they peck it out.
In the eye, as they peck my eyes out. Oh, my gosh. Trigger. But I do still love birds. See, this is the thing. Sometimes your glimmer can have a trigger with it.
Yeah. But it's, I don't know. I think sometimes I wonder with mobile phones if we miss the glimmers.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Sometimes I do wonder that if we miss the glimmers.
But to be fair, on my mobile phone recently that comes up on my feed is this very Aussie guy who looks after wildlife.
Okay.
He's looking after a baby wombat and a baby wallaby at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's just so ochre.
Yeah.
And then this wombat and the wallaby is... they're hilarious. And so he has to wake them up every night to take them out to do wheeze in the middle of the night. So he's taking this sleepy wombat is like not impressed by having been woken up in his warm little snuggle and being chucked outside to do a wheeze. And he's like, come on, you fella, come on, do a wheeze. See, the kangaroo has done a wheeze already. And Violet, is it Violet? I can't remember. Anyway, and Rocco's never doing his wheeze quickly enough. And it's just like that makes me laugh and it gives me a massive glimmer.
I think sometimes like funny stories can give you glimmers.
Oh, 100%.
You've just reminded me of one which I'm definitely going to share, right?
Yeah.
So I lived in the country for many, many years and my dental practice was next door to a physiotherapy practice. And the physiotherapist who worked there, Christina was her name, she was a wildlife rescuer, like
yeah.
serious wildlife rescuer. And she had a joey in an esky in the room with her.
In
so,
an esky?
Yeah, in oh, an esky,
like
yeah.
All wrapped up yeah.
in like a womb, you know,
yeah.
all wrapped up in the womb. But she hasn't told her client that she's got this kangaroo in the esky, right? Anyway, she's treating the client and all of a sudden this terrible smell comes, like terrible, terrible smell in her room. And she realises that the kangaroo has just pooped herself something bad, right? So client's on the table and she says to the client, oh, excuse me for a moment, I just have to step out, picks up the esky, walks out. Hands it to a staff, clean up, comes back and says to the patient, oh, I'm really sorry. And he goes, don't worry, dear, I smelt that you had to leave the room. And then she said that she just couldn't tell him.
So she never told him.
Joey and not her. And she said it was one of the most embarrassing embarrassing moments of her life. But those stories, like yeah. when you hear those stories, they make you feel better for the rest of the day.
100%. You
know? It's just like, because she's got another one where she rescued a Joey, or a, not a Joey, a kangaroo off the side of the road. It was knocked unconscious.
Yeah.
So she put it in her car, but it woke up.
Oh, God.
So she had to stop the car, open up all the doors. But by then, the kangaroo had, like, kicked in a front screen, kicked in a back screen.
Wow.
Torn up the ceiling, torn up the ceiling, pooped everywhere. And then it just bounces out of a car. So she's still got 40 Ks to come to work. So she's pushed out the windscreen and driven to work. Anyway, calls the insurance. It's just so funny. Calls the insurance assessor. And, of course, in a country town that has come that day out the back, right?
Yeah.
He's thinking she's hit a kangaroo. Yeah. So he's saying to her, I don't understand the damage inside your car. And she explains to him, and she actually put the kangaroo into the car. It was hysterical.
Was he like, I don't know if insurance will cover that? Wow.
But those sorts of things, even when I tell the story 20 or 25 years later,
yeah.
it just makes me laugh. I feel good all afternoon.
Yeah, but these are glimmers, right? These are the glimmers. And I think often it's the things that make you laugh or yeah. make you just go, oh, wow, or are breathtaking or whatnot.
Because you do realise, like now that we're having this good laugh, I'm just thinking, oh, I haven't laughed for a while.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it just feels so good to just
laugh
to feel
off.
Good.
Yeah.
To feel good, you know?
And I laugh a lot, but sometimes I feel like I laugh out of nervousness or just because yeah. things or to make other people feel comfortable or to lighten the mood.
Yeah.
But it's not a belly laugh. Okay. And I think it's a belly laugh that is often needed. And I'm like, oh, things have been very serious lately.
So with a glimmer then, a glimmer is make you laugh, inspire?
Yeah.
Is it all just about the positiveness of it or
Bring you joy? Sometimes can bring you a sense of safety. So
okay.
like for me, a glimmer is crawling into bed actually.
Okay.
And, you know, having a doona wrapped around me and like I love being in bed. I love it.
But when you're in bed, like I like being in bed. My bedroom is actually my favourite room in our apartment.
Yeah.
Because it's got two floor-to-ceiling windows on the corner, right? And so and I love watching out yeah. the windows.
Yeah.
You know, I'm only on the seventh floor, but I can see into other apartments. I can see into the city. And I love watching life pass me by, both day and night. I really like it. My husband's always like, and it's the sunniest part of our apartment as well. But my hubby will often come in and I'm lying on the bed, you know, I'm scrolling through my phone or I'm reading a book and the dog's just lying with me. But I'm looking out a lot,
yeah.
you know, just it's a really, I don't know whether it's I feel like community, like I can see my community at the same time or whether I'm a busybody, not that yeah. I'm really staring at people, but it's just, it's a lovely sensation. Do you get the same with your
yeah,
apartment?
Yeah, 100%. And because we can see the bay,
oh.
so we can see ships coming in,
that would
we
be
can
incredible.
See little yachts in there, you know, are they yachts, the one with the sails? I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah,
yeah. And it is incredible on a beautiful day. But even when it's like a stormy day, seeing that, so being able to see the water from our bedroom is pretty yeah. epic. And watching the sunset is pretty epic. Like I absolutely love having a view, and I think that is a big glimmer for us. I love looking out the window. And even when we are down in Venus Bay, having that big window and just watching wildlife and people walking by and all of that kind of stuff is a big glimmer moment. But, yeah, I think it is. I think for me, like, glimmers are moments of joy, like moments of laughter, moments of hope, moments of inspiration. And they might be fleeting, but they break up sometimes the seriousness of the day. But I think it also helps to ground you a little bit and just maybe give a bit of perspective. It gives me a bit of perspective. And I think, you know, even with the going into bed, it's like, oh, like I'm ending the day in a safe place and I'm ending the day in a you know, I don't want to take for granted the fact that I have shelter, I've been fed, you know, all of those kind of things, and it's nice.
Because it's human nature to think of the bad stuff. It really 100%. Is. And to forget, actually, pretty privileged and have a pretty good life.
Yeah.
You know? And maybe those glimmer moments just remind you, oh, that's right. Everything's okay.
Everything's okay.
Yeah, everything's okay.
So, and, you know, there's a lot going on in the world, and some things aren't okay for people.
Mm.
But I think, you know, for the rest of us, it's sometimes like, remind yourself that there are little glimmers as well out there.
Remind your work colleagues, I'll be doing that.
Yeah.
What's the glimmer?
What's the glimmer?
I love that. What's the glimmer? I've learned something new today.
Yeah. Hi everyone, it's Dash. Thanks for taking the time to listen to the XYZ Experiment podcast, and don't forget to leave a rating and a review. If you've enjoyed our show and like what you're hearing, tell all your friends and family and hit that subscribe button. If you want to hear our updates and know when episodes drop, follow us on Instagram at the XYZ Experiment for all the latest updates and news. And our original music was composed and performed by the amazing Luke Champion.